Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on the west coast of North America. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I wanted to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your spirit guides and angels, please give me a call at 509-750-9793 here in the United States, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Quickly, my next galactic conference will be held in Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. I'm having a special now, a substantial discount of only $55 for the entire conference if you register early. For more details, just send me an email or give me a call anytime. In addition, this summer, from July 2nd to the 8th, and from September 6th through the 12th, 2018, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta Telos in the Hollow Earth. And people may say, well, what's the Hollow Earth? The Hollow Earth is a place where there's a Lemurian fifth and sixth dimensional civilization beneath Mount Shasta, and I take people there. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The cost is $200. It includes dry camping. And I've been taking people there now for several years, and I guarantee it'll be truly out of this world. Also, my book, Messages from the Masters, was published last year, and many of the messages I received from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and others are coming true. For example, in the book, I wrote that they told me that there would be no World War III and no war with North Korea, and now this is coming true. If you're interested in a copy of the book, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The book's only $20 and includes an autographed copy and a free brief reading as well. I'd like to bring in my good friend Charlie from the Crystal Spirit Center in Tacoma. It's one of the most spiritual centers in Washington State on the West Coast. And Charlie, you have such a wonderful place. I want to tell everybody about you.
All right, excellent. Ed, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Now, you have your psychic fair tomorrow and Sunday. Is that right? And
yeah, we do. Tomorrow it's from 10 to 7, and Sunday it's from 12 to 5. We're going to have about 13 different psychic readers here.
Oh, wonderful. And I'll be one of them. 13, of course, is a lucky number. And and I'll be there, too. So, Charlie, could you give people your web address, please, and your address so people could find you?
Yeah, right now, just www.crystalvoyage.com is the perfect one. We're working on a new one for Crystal Spirit Spiritual Center. That mm-hmm. should be up by the end of the summer. We're down here on Tacoma, off of 38th and Cedar, right across the street from Marlene's Market and Deli.
Okay, wonderful. And you're very close to the Tacoma Mall, too. So, So if you're driving around and you want to find it, just ask anyone where the Tacoma Mall is, and you're probably within maybe...
Oh, it's not far at all.
Not far at all. A few minutes from the mall. So anyway, Charlie, well, I'll be there tomorrow and Sunday. Anyone would like to stop by, Charlie is a fabulous place. His energy is very high, and if you're feeling down or you need your frequency adjusted to the upside, come on down and see Charlie in his beautiful spiritual center. It truly is a gem here in Washington.
Please do. Thanks so much, Ted.
Okay. All right, Charlie. You take care.
All right.
Great.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Take care. I have my first guest is Erin Elizabeth, but before we go to her, I'd like to thank Jenny in Los Angeles for her suggestions on a meditation for world peace and to clean up the planet. And I think this is especially important now that President Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea will be meeting in the next week or two. So what I'd like to do is to first play this water song. It's a Japanese version. Play a couple of minutes of that, then say a little prayer for world peace, and then we'll bring on Erin Elizabeth of Health Nut News in just a minute.
Thank you.
Hope everyone enjoyed that beautiful water, Japanese water song, and I played it at the suggestion of my good friend Jan Erik in Norway. So Jan Erik and Emma, if you're listening today, I know you love that song, and I wanted to play it for you and everyone else. This is a critical time on the planet. We have a meeting, as Simon suggested, said during the past hour, that there's a critical meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea next week. And so I'd like to say a prayer for world peace also. I'd like to say a prayer for Fukushima, which has been ignored by all the world's governments and mass media. It's still there, still a problem, but this will help. And it's based upon the Ho'oponopono from Hawaii, and it's one that Dr. Moto used to say when he was alive. And this is from April 10th of 2011, when Dr. Moto did a prayer to help clean up Fukushima. And also, I want to ask everyone to say this three times with me. And as you say it, please send lots of love and light to clean up Fukushima, and also love and light to the meeting with President Trump and Kim Jong-un in North Korea next week, so that conflict will be resolved and we'll have true world peace. And just repeat it after me three times. To all the water on this planet Earth, we respect you, love you, and appreciate you. We are sorry for having ignored you until now. Please forgive us. We thank you, and we love you. That was Dr. Masaru Emoto, the 17th most spiritual man in the world when he passed away in October of 2014. I'd like to say this twice again. If you can, after me, please say it with me. To all water on this planet Earth, we respect you, we love you, and we appreciate you. We are sorry for having ignored you until now. Please forgive us. We thank you, and we love you. Let's do it one more time. To all water on this planet Earth, we respect you, we love you, and we appreciate you. We are sorry for having ignored you until now. Please forgive us. We thank you, and we love you. In Shintoism, which is an ancient Japanese religion, they say that words are very important and very powerful as well. And these words that Dr. Emoto used to clean up Fukushima back on April 10th, 2011, were very powerful back then, and they're very powerful now. And with this prayer, he proved scientifically that you could clean up radiation in a bottle of water by just writing love and gratitude on the water, and within 48 hours of doing that, all the radiation would be gone, completely gone. People may ask, well, how is that possible? Two things. Water has memory. Also, when you write high vibration words like love and gratitude on a bottle of water, because the words themselves have special spiritual meanings and are very powerful, that raises the vibration of the water and the radiation disappears, because radiation is a very low frequency of vibratory state. And that's an easy way, that's a quick way, and a very effective way to clean up radiation at Fukushima, and also a very good way to bring about a world peace with North Korea. And I wish President Trump and Kim Jong-un well in their meeting to bring about world peace. And with that, I'd like to bring on Erin Elizabeth of Health Nut News on now. Erin, are you there?
I sure am, yes. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm a psychic, and I want to tell you briefly before we start that you have some very powerful angels around you to help you in your work, including Archangel Michael, which is a warrior spirit, and he's helping you behind the scenes. So he's there. He's with you all the time, actually, helping you in your work.
Wow, I'm very grateful. Thank you. Yeah, good thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what I could do, if you like, Erin, I could read your biography and then things off your website, but that would take probably 2 or 3 hours, and you'd never get a chance to talk. So, I just want to briefly, give your background. You've had a passion for healing for nearly 25 years. You began your Health Nut News in 2014 with Humble Beginnings, and now you have something like over 514,000 likes on Facebook for your work, and you've done all kinds of amazing work, including you're featured in many documentaries, from The Truth About Cancer to fasting. You divide your time between Florida and your birthplace of Chicago with your better half, Dr. Mercola. And Erin, thank you so much for coming on my show today. It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted to, if you go to her website, let's see, it's www.healthnutnews.com. There are so many different topics there. We could each devote easily an hour to each one, and if we kept going, we could easily talk for 12 hours, and then we still wouldn't be done. But I'm going to have to highlight things today. One of the ones that stood out with me is that there are a lot of people like to buy bottled water here in the United States, Canada, Britain, and other countries, Germany, France, and one of them, you made a list of the most contaminated brands of water. And one of them was called Nestle's Pure Life. I thought, wow, I wonder if they used George Orwell to pick that title out, because you've written.
It does sound a bit Orwellian, that's true.
Yeah, it does. And to be fair, I'm not just focusing on Nestle, but there's other brands called Bisleri, Gerald Steiner, Aqua, EPURA. Which also have contaminated brands of lots of plastic in them. But the least contaminated brands, I should mention those too, of San Pellegrino, Evian, Dasani, Wahaha, and Minalba. Yeah, I think I pronounced it that
Some correctly. Of those have difficult names to pronounce, no doubt.
right. You wrote that Nestle's so-called Pure Life was the most contaminated sample, which contained 10,390 particles per liter of plastic. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I was at the Hilton Hotel here in Bellevue a couple of months ago, and I stayed there a night for a conference. And the next morning, they had a conference table, and they had bottles of Nestle's Pure Life. And something bothered me about the label. I didn't drink any of the water. Could you tell me a little bit about your research, Aaron? How'd you led into this area about contaminated water?
Sure. Well, there is not only do they have Pure Life, but they have the other brand, and I'll have to look it up in a second. It's Mountain. I don't want to say that it's Mountain Valley, and say the wrong brand online, because I can look on a computer in just a moment. But
that's okay.
Unfortunately, Nestle, right? Oh, thank you. I think it's Mountain. It may be Mountain Valley, but it's but it's very unfortunate because in Michigan, the people there, they've been doing some pretty big shows on this about the people of Michigan, very upset that Nestle has a well there. And even though they do pay, I think it's really a minuscule amount for this well. I forget how many hundreds of gallons it is per minute that Nestle takes from Michigan. And now the people are saying, and this has even made television barely, that the trout, the fish, all the ecosystem that the streams, the rivers, that they're low, that they're that the fish aren't as abundant, that they're, some of them literally look as if they could be running dry, and that they're taking so much from the state of Michigan. Meanwhile, we have Flint, Michigan, who I think just the other day they finally said, "Oh yes, the water suddenly is all, it's fine." They come out and said that it was okay to drink. So I think it's unfortunate that we have Nestle just continually coming in with their well that they rent, or I'm not sure how the arrangement is, and take so many millions of gallons of water from Michigan, and yet the people there, usually in rural, lower-income areas, and the folks there really don't get a say in it, and it's really unfortunate. And I know in one of the recent shows I'd seen that they even came in and interviewed some of the people that work there for Nestle, and some of them look pretty bad on camera, really trying to justify what was being done and how the environment suffers, the animals, and of course the people. Just in Michigan alone, Nestle is a Swiss-based company. Also, Nestle recently bought out they bought out Atrium Innovation. So Atrium was the company that owned Garden of Life, and it's really sad when they buy out these healthy, organic supplement companies, and not just Garden of Life. There are a few others on the list, and unfortunately now Douglas Laboratories and few others that people really trusted, and when Nestle buys those up, we have to worry, even though they allegedly state that they are not going to change the product. It's really difficult to trust Nestle, especially with what they've done all the way back to even the 80s, where I was boycotting them growing up because of them pushing all throughout the nations of Africa that women, they're pushing formula as opposed to breastfeeding. The women over there, they want to sell their formula, even if it's to poor African nations. So there's really no end of the crimes that Nestle has committed. So that's why I've been boycotting them almost lifelong. So, and it's, I just really hope that people are able to open their eyes and do their research on Nestle and look at the list, which I provide a few infographs on the site where people can see all the different brands that Nestle owns, because even Perrier is on the list. I mean, it's amazing how many.
You're kidding.
How much they own. Yeah,
I
don't know if any of the brands that you listed as the good brands were owned by them, but people don't understand. Hey, they think they can just not buy. Perhaps if they don't buy Nestle chocolate, they're okay, but they don't realize just how much Nestle owns, and including the Pure Life water, which I personally wouldn't drink either. I just like to not buy bottled water at all if possible, because the plastic can leach into what you're drinking. So.
Sure. I was at a health conference here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle about 2 months ago. And I'm not going to mention her name for the sake of privacy, but I saw a good friend of mine who's a health advocate. And she gave a little speech about the importance of drinking pure water. And she had a bottle of Ice Mountain water. That's the one from Nestle.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I looked at the label and I said, there's something wrong here, because Ice Mountain has been found to have a high toxicity level of fluoride in the water. And here she was drinking this water, and she thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I said to her, look, they're engaging in false advertising because they're not listing fluoride, which is a known toxin, in their water products. And, you know, I'm sure you know the history of fluoride from Adolf Hitler.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's really frightening, and that people still don't understand. Yeah, we do many articles on that and do our best to wake people up on that, and including the history that, like you said, going all the way back to Hitler using it in the Holocaust, and it being basically a waste byproduct that we're adding into our water supply. We have a county just near us, Flagler County in Florida, that was fluoride free, and the people are so happy, and now they've just pushed it and pushed it until now it's been forced into the water supply, and it's in our county as well in Florida, and so many. So I believe, I want to say that, didn't Seattle go fluoride free for their municipal water supply?
I haven't heard anything, but again, our media
or it might have been Portland. Don't want to confuse Portland.
Yeah, could have been Portland. Yeah, could have been Portland. We don't get much in our media out here. You know, we really don't. So it may have been Portland, and if they did, good for them. But I know briefly, talking about the fluoride issue, Adolf Hitler used fluoride in water in the concentration camps to create docile, servient workers in the concentration camps.
Yeah.
And then, when President Truman brought 8,000 to 10,000 Nazis, card-carrying SS officers and Nazis to the United States, established the CIA and NASA, those scientists came with them, that predilection to using fluoride in the water. So now, in the United States, something like 70% of our municipal water supplies are fluoridated. And I get
this amazing.
Yeah, I get this question all the time from people. How do I become more psychic and more spiritual? And I ask them where they live and whether they're drinking bottled water or drinking water. What's their water supply? And they say, many of them say, it's fluoridated. And so there's a way to get rid of the fluoridation. It ossifies your pineal gland, which is like your third eye, Aaron, and it allows you to have psychic abilities and strong intuitive abilities. But if you buy something called Arctic Skate Liver Oil, it's $30 for 120 tablets, and you take just one pill of Arctic Skate Liver Oil per day for 2 weeks, and the fluoride's gone. It takes it out of your system completely. But
that's great. See, I was not familiar with that. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been doing for years. So, and it's tough, like in a place like Seattle, which is a beautiful city, but the water here is fluoridated. And
it is. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately. Mm. But it's okay if you know what they're doing to you. And that friend of mine, I ran into this health food at this health fair. If she's listening today, just look at that. Ice Mountain is not what it seems, because they don't list it. I think it's illegal. Probably illegal what they're doing, because fluoride is a toxin, and yet they don't list it on their bottle. It's nothing new. I mean, people, you know, should be aware of that.
Most definitely, yes. And there's a whole, I think it's A1 or A+. I'm not sure what their name is, but they're a huge site online that have do a lot of viral videos that you'll see on social media. And they went in and interviewed them and showed the wells and showed the locals who were so upset, and have, especially some of the older folks who have been there for so long, and even we had several generations there interviewed, and said that they just want them out because what it's doing to their rivers, to their streams, to the water, to their ecosystem, and it's really devastating. So, but it's all about the money.
Right. Well, I think this is, I mentioned this on my show before. It started back in April of 2014, I had a wonderful astrologer on my program, Susan Miller from New York City, and she says something very profound. You know, every once in a while, Elizabeth or Aaron, people will say something to you, maybe a sentence or two, and you'll remember it. And she said that this was a time of truth, that things that are true will become truer, and those that are false will be shown to be false and fall by the wayside. And so I remember that, and I think as time goes on, these companies which are gained basically in fraud and poisoning people will be exposed, and people will deal with them accordingly. I want to go on. There's so many places, so many things to talk about today. One thing that's covered up by the main media is the dead natural doctors, and I don't even know how many. It's up to, is it up to 90 now?
It is 90 now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's so sad. Yeah.
What a sad thing. One of them, I heard about this several years ago, was a doctor who, you probably know him, I wanted to ask you about it, who his death was ruled a suicide. However, Aaron, the police said that he shot him twice, himself in the head, just to make sure he was dead. And they still ruled a suicide. Do you remember the name of that doctor, what happened with him?
There were none in the series who were shot twice, but you may be thinking of the, and again, I will be in front of a computer in a moment, but there was a famous journalist that happened with that was actually had worked, I think he ended up in the West Coast, and he covered some very controversial issues, but he was the only one I know of. None of the doctors that were shot, none of the doctors were shot twice, although they were definitely shot once, there was a famous journalist, and I can get his name, who had covered, especially during, I believe it was like the 80s or 90s, about the government being involved with putting the street drugs out there, even though, you know, you think they're trying to clean up the street drugs, but they were actually involved with the cartel, and I didn't mention them. I believe it was this is what he was saying, and bringing those drugs in, because I guess that's kind of like with the idea of Hitler fluoridating the people in the concentration camp. So he exposed this story. It was huge. And he was, and I can get his name, but he was found with two bullet wounds in his head, kind of face head, two. And they did rule it a suicide, which is pretty outrageous. So that was a famous outspoken journalist. And he had always said that you want to ruffle feathers. As far as the doctors, none that I know of. And there's, you know, sometimes they get rumors started, but no, I've even seen autopsy reports on several, and I know many of the family members, but we do have several that were shot in the head, or Dr. Bradstreet, the first in the series, who was found with a gunshot wound a gunshot wound to the heart, or the chest, I should say, that was on June 19th, 2015, so we're just coming up on the three-year anniversary, if you will, of the death, and Dr. Bradstreet had one gunshot, but he was standing in the middle of a river. And it wasn't done at close. He had to have held the gun away from himself the way it was done. Hence the reason the investigation isn't closed, and that people, even experts and forensic experts like Michael Archer, who I've appeared on Discovery Channel on this Discovery ID, it's a show called Scene of the Crime on their mm-hmm. television show. And mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of TV. I don't have cable, but I'll talk with anyone if they want to talk about the doctor's death, only to get more information out there. But a lot of the I think the rumors were that Dr. Bradstreet had two shots, but it was just one. But again, he was a whole, if he did it, which no one really believes, including his own family,
right,
that he would have been, had the gun not held it at some kind of distance, more like somebody would do if they were shooting him. And I firmly believe, especially with Dr. Bradstreet, the first in my unintended series, that yeah, he's standing in the middle of the river, that he had just gotten his wife some Perrier water, speak of the devil. They were talking about a Perrier, and I think even the brand that he bought, and some wine and some hummus, because the hotel room wasn't ready. And so he's going back to the hotel, and I guess on the way back, he just, decided to pull over and take his life.
And kill himself. No, yeah, like the journalist who was ruled a suicide by the police. And I remember this story coming out a couple of years ago in Dr. Stanley Monteith's program, I used to listen to before he passed on. He talked about this journalist, Aaron. He said that the police said that the journalist, listen to this carefully, he took a gun to his head and he shot himself twice in the head to make sure he was dead. Right.
Wow. What was the name of that one?
I can look it up here. Yeah, I'll look it up. But
and I'll be in front of a computer. I've just gotten in late because of the unfortunately tropical storm where we are in the East Coast.
Okay.
But I'll have computer access in a moment. But yeah, that was with that story, and I know every doctor's name out of 90. I can pretty much give you any name. But as far as the journalist, I don't remember his name except that he was just like the doctors. He was just an extraordinary man, and controversial, but also outspoken and exposing,
right.
Exposing so many things. He was in California. the one who was shot twice, unless there are more journalists that I don't know about who were also shot twice.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron,
an unusual phenomenon.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a gentleman named Alex from Seattle who has a question about fluoride. Is it okay if we take his call quickly? There's a lot of other questions. We've got still plenty of time left. Is it all right if you'd like to take a call?
Sure, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, Eric, yeah, go ahead and have... Alex, hi, how are you doing there?
I'm doing good. I thought I would just chime in if you are still on the same topic. I don't know anymore, but you were talking about fluoridation and calcification in the pineal gland, and mm-hmm. I only just wanted to mention that my understanding is that turmeric is... a really good detoxification for that.
Oh, well, thank you. That's wonderful. I'd heard about that too, but I forgot. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course, right.
Apparently,
you take it in a little bit of water in the evening at night before going to bed is the remedy, but
okay.
I don't think it really matters.
Okay.
So anyway, well, thank you for discussing it. It's so important, and I really appreciate the discussion about that and others that you're doing, so... just wanted to extend that as well.
Okay, Alex. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Bye. You bet. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Alex. Really appreciate it. This is what they used to call the $64,000 question, but who do you think's doing it? Am I asking
you know,
that?
I suppose there are theories, and I've always stated that I don't know whether the deaths are, some are connected all or none at all. It's very difficult for me to believe the last answer that none are,
right.
that they aren't connected, because we have so many of the doctors who we knew personally and or had interviewed. And so, but as far as the answer to that, I mean, I know that some people would say that it would be somebody who would have a financial interest, which could be pharmaceutical companies, government. I mean, there are different theories. I just, I don't know at this point, because it's been so hard with under a few, 3 years covering the stories extensively, interviewing the family members, doing a lot of media on this, and now we're doing a film, which, I asked for no money as a producer and only did it because the media mainstream just refuses to cover it beyond local stories.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, I know that different people have their theories, and I just
right.
at this point, I don't know, but I believe that it will be uncovered. I believe that it will be uncovered, because people say, oh, but it all throughout time there, I'm sure in history, I'm sure this has happened in the past where there may be a group of people who someone doesn't want around, but whether it be, there's, again, people may speculate that it would be the government behind it, that it be pharmaceutical companies, pharma behind it, or both. You know, anything is possible. And I think the two are go hand in hand. The two are in bed together. So
Yeah. Well, I know it's been happening in several countries, but I mean, like, it happens on a regular basis. And one thing that Professor Albert Einstein's told me, that God doesn't play with dice, and we live in a deterministic universe. So things happen like this. It's not coincidental. And it's been happening so much with regularity. All these doctors, all of them or most of them, having happy, otherwise happy family lives with good friends and a wonderful, successful practice and career, suddenly out of the blue killing themselves, it doesn't make sense. So there's something going on, and I hope that someday we can get to the bottom of it. My next topic I wanted to talk to you about, Aaron, is genetically modified foods. And I'm personally against them. I know that... genetically modified corn, which was legalized by President Bill Clinton in 1996 at Monsanto's request. At the time, Clinton gave the authorization for GMO corn, the incidence of what's called Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome was like 1 in 10,000. Since that time, and you probably know a lot more than I do, Aaron, I'll ask you about it, but since that time, that statistic has gone up to 1 person in 400 in the United States. It's an epidemic. But many times, natural health practitioners will advise their clients simply to stop eating genetically modified corn in all forms and genetically modified foods. And many times, those symptoms of Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome will simply just go away.
Oh, yeah, it's really, I mean, especially now that the corn, the crop, has become resistant, that they're now having to use, even with GMO corn, they're having to use, or GE corn, I should say, they're having to use pesticides because, no surprise, now the initially the GE corn was resistant and to the bugs or, you know, those things, little bugs that get in there. So now they're having to use pesticides on top of having the food be genetically engineered. I just do my best not to eat any genetically modified food because we also have genetically modified soy, which is, right. And before I knew any better, I would say in the 90s, even I was drinking it, unaware of that, or even early 2000s.
Sure.
So especially with corn and soy, which is in everything, or you talk about the sugar because of the sugar beet. It's really difficult, and it is, and I think now it's important, for at least for me, and I think for many others, they would want to avoid, find something that's where it will say non-GMO or be non-GMO certified.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite shocking, and not only that, I think, but with the obesity epidemic, which is a touchy subject,
sure.
But you can look at the research of Stephanie Seneff, who is at MIT, Dr. Seneff, where they're talking about the damage of the genetically modified organisms can cause, as well as you'll see that are, interestingly, since the 90s, especially those mid-90s when we had our first really genetically modified food products coming out, that that with the weight that our nation has gained, especially in the U.S., as compared to Europe, when I go there, since they do have genetically modified food, but it's labeled and you see so little of it, and it's labeled, so nobody's buying it. We can't even get it labeled in the United States,
right.
By law.
Right.
So you'll just see the difference with the with weight, that here obesity has become an epidemic, and I think part of that is because of the genetically modified food. And yes, now that we see just a huge increase with Crohn's disease or celiac, and why didn't we do that before? And some people will even avoid wheat because, unfortunately, even though wheat isn't genetically modified, or rice in the United States, but they say that, like in the book Wheat Belly, the doctor talks about how it isn't, the wheat here in the U.S. especially isn't how it used to be. And we talk that they will talk about the farmers who do not want to grow genetically modified food, yet the GM, the genetically modified GE crops can then blow into their into their pastures. So yeah, it's very unfortunate. But yeah, I think that corn, if one were to stop eating corn, genetically modified corn, or all genetically modified food, that it can make a huge difference. Although even with organic now, because we've really nearly ruined so much of our soil, that they're still allowed to have up to a very small percentage of genetically modified in there, because it's almost impossible now since so many, 90-something percent of our crops are GM, like with, GE with genetically modified with as corn, soy, et cetera. Well, so with our corn and our soybean fields.
Sure. Sure. I want to explain that. I want to run this by you, Aaron. And from what scientists have told me, they say that what Monsanto's done, it sounds almost like some sort of, it almost sounds like science fiction, but what they did is that they took genes, they altered the genes in corn so that the corn itself in the corn would produce Roundup, call it Roundup Ready, right? So that,
yes.
So that the pests couldn't hurt the corn so they'd have a better crop.
Yes.
That may have been a good goal, but the problem with that is that when you eat genetically modified corn, that corn goes in your intestines, and guess what? Those genes lodge in your intestines, and they start producing Roundup. And every doctor I've ever talked to said that Roundup is not good for your health, and if your intestines are producing Roundup, that's where you get your shredded bowel syndrome. And so the simplest thing to do is to avoid corn and all corn products from the United States, because 97% of the corn grown in the United States is genetically modified. And that includes most products like Coke. Coke has corn syrup, which is genetically modified. So you drink that Coke, you drink that Sprite, you drink that 7-Up, you drink that Pepsi, and that stuff goes in your system, and it can cause you serious health problems. That's one of the reasons why if you fly to England or France or Germany or anywhere in Scandinavia or Italy, and you pick up a Coke, guess what? It has sugar but not corn syrup in it, because people refuse to buy genetically modified corn syrup in the European Union and in England. So that's an interesting thing. So that's one thing to check out if you're traveling abroad, the difference in Coke.
Oh, I've noticed that completely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting. And now even with the sugar, it could be from the genetically modified sugar beets. So in the U.S., but yeah, in Europe,
right.
they just
right.
won't put up with it. And I'm not really sure why here in the United States, land of the free, no less, that we are
we're not that
still
free.
Allowing it.
Yeah,
I know.
It's our media's control, but that's why the alternative media, like my show, has become so popular. Why I have so many listeners around the world. It's because people want the truth. Here's something else to think about too: genetically modified foods like corn are fed to farm salmon in British Columbia.
So when you
eat that salmon, which is farmed, or in the United States, you eat that salmon, guess what? Because the salmon have eaten this genetically modified corn, that goes into their genes, and then you eat that salmon, and you get the same effect from the shredded bowel syndrome and the Crohn's disease. A case in point, my cat Fluffy, my beautiful furry friend, I had been feeding him last year. I bought it because I thought it was good for him. It was like canned cat food. It was salmon-based, and he was getting sick. He'd throw up. He'd have diarrhea. He wasn't feeling well. So finally, one day, I stopped, and now I only feed him like the highest quality non-GMO kitty food, grain-free, and he's fine. All those symptoms went away, and I finally realized it was the GMO farm salmon that were causing the problem with him and the GMO corn in his food. So these poisons, that's genetically modified foods, are harmful to animals too, not only our humans. So.
Oh, yes. People don't realize not only with the salmon, but with our farm animals as well. And I use the word farm very lightly because really it's factory farmed animals. So what folks don't understand is whether they're having pork, chicken, or if they eat that, it's for folks who eat, pork, chicken, beef that are pigs or and our cows and our chickens are all being fed genetically modified feed. And that's what folks don't understand unless they're getting organic, unless they're eating organic feed or being pastured, which would be best, of course, although they do need some of the farm animals definitely need feed as well. But yeah, that's not only with the farm salmon, which is such a great point you make, but with all the factory farm. And folks don't realize that, again, I would imagine that it would be still at this point, so it's getting a little better, but it's probably 90% is factory farm. I mean, millions of animals a day. I mean, it's so that are fed that food. And they are fed the genetically modified feed, which then, in turn, most of the public is eating. So I think that is a huge component. So it's not just people think, okay, I don't eat corn, or maybe I don't have that soda. But if they're eating the farm salmon, which so many people don't realize, even in a restaurant or wherever they're eating, that
right.
salmon is farmed.
Exactly.
But same with the factory farmed animals.
Right.
So,
right.
The
farm salmon. The flesh, pardon me for interrupting, but the flesh of the farm salmon, Aaron, you can always tell, and I want to say this for my listeners, it's always lighter than wild salmon. If it's light, it's not right. Just try to remember that. If the salmon's light, it's not right. It's not good for you. Not good to...
Well, that's a good point, but now then they've gotten it round, but it's still lighter, you are right.
Mm-hmm.
But also they'll add in the dye, which then they had a warning. I don't know if it was Whole Foods or which health food stores, but they had the warnings in some of the health food stores I was in. That this was, but not anymore. I don't see them in the health food stores now that said, warning, this is, this is farm salmon, and that it could cause blindness. The dye that they used to try to make the fish look orange, like the natural fish, the natural salmon that we are getting, wild caught salmon. So, yeah, it's really sad, the greed that, and then we asked our, folks, well, maybe not you and I, but folks, the public, and even the experts are saying, why? We just don't know why the cancer, why are the cancer rates going up, or why are this, why do we have more ill people? Like you said, the cases have grown tremendously of Crohn's disease and IBS and celiac. It's just, it's really, I think the answers are in front of us, but maybe it's some strange cognitive dissonance where we just don't, people just aren't ready connect the dots, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. I want to share something I heard from a psychic friend of mine in Olympia Washington, named Carolyn White, wonderful psychic. Her message was that 80% of ascension, according to the people of the Hollow Earth, is related to food. And so when you're eating poison food, like genetically modified corn or a lot of animal meat that's been where they've eaten this GMO corn, GMO foods, you're basically getting poisoned, and you're also being held back from your spiritual path as well.
Wow.
One of the things I learned when I lived in India for about 2.5 years many years ago, and one of the things the Hindus talk about, they talk about hot foods and cold foods. And hot foods are foods like beef and chicken, and cold foods are vegetables. And so when you eat, for example, a steak from a cow, when that cow is killed, typically they're in a very traumatic and stressful situation. So if you eat that steak or the meat from the cow, you're eating those emotions of terror, of all these horrible thoughts. So that brings you down as well, and that lowers your spirituality. So it's very it was very interesting talking to her about what they were saying. So I take a group of people to Mount Shasta twice a year in early July and early September, and one of the spiritual protocols that my friends of the Hollow Earth insist people do is to stop eating meat at least 3 weeks before going, at least. So
I think that's a good idea, and it's interesting. I saw someone the other day on my page talking about, especially we just try to begin with, start slowly, baby steps with the audience, because we have a couple million monthly readers on the site, and so there was an article, and they were saying, I just can't afford, she said, I cannot afford to buy, even the antibiotic free, let alone the organic or pastured meat. She said, so I just feel better buying conventional meat for my family, knowing that at least I can pay the bills every night when I'm making conventional meat. And I don't usually say anything, but I couldn't help but she's saying, like, every night, we're 7 nights a week that we're eating conventionally factory farm animals for my family and me. And it's so expensive. She says, even that, I can hardly afford it. What if I can't? What will I do? I said, well, here's a suggestion, and I don't usually do that, but what about not having to eat meat 7 nights a week for your family, or even lunches and dinners? My better half, Dr. Mercola, has interviewed Ron Rosedale, a medical doctor who has talked extensively about the high protein being one of the causes of cancer being so on the rise. So why do we need to have, especially like you said, for spiritual aspect as well, and emotional, I'm not really sure why people have to be eating meat some feel at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, let alone three meals, one meal, or every day. And I think it's great that there's kind of a plant-based movement going on, and even we have definitely done that. And I always feel better when I'm, more of a plant-based. And I know I tend to, in Ayurvedic, if you're talking about India medicine, I'm Vata Pitta, so I need the warm foods, I guess, or the warmth, I'm no expert on Ayurvedic medicine, but it doesn't have to be meat. I could eat something that isn't really cool, or I could eat a warm vegetable soup, or something like that. But yeah, I'm not really sure why, again, our country just doesn't get it on a few things, or maybe it's the entire world, but like with genetically modified foods, or with this idea, we've been indoctrinated that we have to eat. For folks who are meat eaters, and some folks are never going to change that, but that they don't have to eat it every day. And in fact, Michael Pollan, the famous author, New York Times bestselling author about food, says, he does twice a week at most. I don't know why at least folks couldn't cut back for their health and for the environment and for the animals and for their children. I mean, the planet, it goes on and on. So that's just my 2 cents on it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Aaron, we've got about 7 or 8 minutes left, and one quick little topic I wanted to run by. You had a fascinating story on your website, www.healthnotnews.com, on that diplomats were hit by large sonic attacks causing nausea, headaches, and hearing loss in China and in Cuba, too.
Yes, it did happen in Cuba as well.
Yeah, could you... in 25 words or less, could you talk about, you can have more than 25 words, but could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, yes. And I had just wanted to delve into the case in China further, but with Cuba, I'd done a number of stories on that. Would have been back around September. I always put things by the hurricanes we have here. So right before Hurricane Irma hit.
Sure.
And yes, it was really, frightening. I think it's eventually with the diplomats in Cuba that they had to move them, but the damage done to these diplomats by the devices can be quite severe. So that's really, it can be frightening to me, and I know we have limited time, but I have to wonder, too, with sometimes holistic doctors who will contact me who say that they're having, like, once they leave their house, they feel better. They feel like there are maybe some type of, you know, not an attack physically on them in their home, but maybe on their home where they're maybe being attacked by some of these different scalar devices, all different kinds of things. But, yeah, right. I'm at least happy that this is making mainstream so people can see this is very real, especially with the sound devices, the damage that it can do. And I think in Cuba, I don't remember if one then did end up dying, but I think they had to move them because of the damage done to the diplomats and their family. So you imagine if they're doing that to them, who else this is happening to, and that this isn't stuff from the movies. This is real life, and folks have to understand this is happening, and probably more often than they think.
Sure. Has any protests been lodged against the Cuban government, the Chinese government, for trying to harm our diplomats abroad for that?
Not that I know of. I mean, I do a lot of organizing different things, because we've lost a few, not to change the subject, but we've lost some activists under mysterious circumstances recently, who were, for instance, trying to keep genetically modified mosquitoes out of the state of Florida. So we haven't had protests as much as the signatures they were trying to bring to Washington, D.C. when they were mysteriously found dead in a pool face down, things like that. We are doing huge grassroots efforts to get, now she already had hundreds of thousands of signatures, but gain more. But as far as that, I think something should be done. That's a good point, and I wish I had time on all the stories I cover to do it. But if anybody is open to doing something like that, because I don't know what the consequences will be, or if any, and how this is allowed to continue, or is there a thorough investigation that will be going on? Yeah, it's really frightening.
I wanted to give you an analogy. When people investigate and stand up to this, it's kind of like shining lights in a dark basement full of rats. When you put your light on a rat, he'll scurry off and try to hide in the darkness. Ultimately, they can't hide if the whole place is lit up in light. And this is a time of truth, and I think eventually the truth will come out about what's been really, really going on.
A beautiful analogy.
Yeah, thanks. I had Simon Parks on my show. He comes on the first and third Fridays of every month, and he's from Britain, and he's a wonderful man and psychic and in touch with the other side, and also with of life beyond this planet, benevolent entities. And he said that for the next 9 months through January of next year, that this will be a tremendous time of revelations about all kinds of things going on, companies, governments across the world. As these revelations come out, people will take steps to rectify it and make this planet a better place. So I'm looking forward. This is a time of truth, and I think that we will see more and more truth as time goes out. So I'm not pessimistic. I'm not depressed by this news, but I think it's things that people should know about what's going on. Certainly, like if you have, let's say you go to a restaurant and you have a choice between corn on the cob and just having something else for vegetables, don't take the corn, because usually if it's in the United States, there's a 97% chance that it's genetically modified and bad for you. So
I think that's sage advice.
you know.
Yeah. And I do think we're undergoing a shift too, which is good. Like you said, like the psychic said, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, you know how the old saying goes, when you're having so much fun, time goes faster. And
yes.
Now we've got about a minute left, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today, and to tell everyone, on next week's show, a week from today, I'll be having a live interview with David Icke from the Isle of Wight in England. So that'll be very interesting for 2 hours.
Oh, that's great.
2 hours.
Wow.
And
Anyway. I'll have to listen.
I wish you would.
Sorry.
I wish you would. And now I want to give you the rest of the time to wrap up your interview. We have about 50 seconds left.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just so honored to be here today. And I do, on my site, healthnutnews.com, I do give a book away that I've never sold, always given it away, a full-length book just on my journey and overcoming some autoimmune illnesses and myself and overcoming health challenges, and but just such an honor to be here. And it is great to hear you say, and I appreciate it, to kind of confirm about the you were talking about kind of shining the light, because even on within the health community, I did a big show in LA yesterday, and they're saying, does this just scare doctors? We don't want to scare doctors yet. I do think that the light needs to be shined in there, so hopefully we don't lose any more.
Wonderful, Elizabeth. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming on today. I hope you have a beautiful and happy week, and I'd love to have you on again.
I would love to. Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. And everyone, I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. Take care. Thanks so much for listening.